Live from Ventnor City, New Jersey, and not our nation's capital, but New York City, this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Tuesday, March 26th, with your host, me, Ray, the captain of Team Shefska, and, well, the T-shirted dude, Zach. How are you today, handsome?
Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am great. We are going to start things off by reminding you it's near the end of the month, end of the quarter, caredge.com. If we can help you purchase, sell, protect, anything in between, check out caredge.com. Sponsor of today's show is us, damn it. Now, Dad, how could I possibly, the day after we talked about huge price cuts in the new car market, how could I possibly title today's show, Do Not Buy a Car Right Now? Two things.
You
know, one.
Before you start, I must say, I am going to the chiropractor later today. The whiplash is killing me. Just, you know, because I was thinking to myself, yesterday, prices are going down. Today, we've got to wait. I need a neck brace. I'm just telling you, I need a neck brace.
Used car market. This one makes a lot of sense. We'll talk a little bit about used car prices. We'll look at the Black Book data too. Stay patient, folks. If you can wait to buy a used car values are going to go down early in the summer. Think June, July, August. That's later into the summer, obviously, with July and August. But wait until after Memorial Day. Now, for new cars, Dad, we're coming up to a really good time to buy one. You just got to wait a couple more days. End of the month, end of the quarter. I wanted to talk about that here with you. And the other big news that actually will start to impact the new car market, it's that bridge collapse, man. Holy cow, what just happened? So those are the three things that we'll be focusing on. But I will pull up the bridge collapse here. There was, at the Port of Baltimore, a bridge collapse. And that port, you and I have driven past it many times.
Yes.
Nissan, Toyota, General Motors, Volvo, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volkswagen, as well as Audi, Lamborghini, and Bentley. And, Dad, you and I have seen tons of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram vehicles there as well. That port is out of commission for months, if not a year plus. That'll be another reason why new car prices might actually start to go back up just a touch.
Yeah, two more brands to add that, because that's the port of entry for many BMWs and Minis. It is probably the busiest auto seaport in the United States, handles between 750 and 800,000 vehicles annually. It is an incredible facility. And that bridge collapse, which was the video that was just frightening. You know, I feel bad for anybody that was on that bridge at the time, but yeah, that bridge collapse, it's going to take a, you know, forget about how long it might take to rebuild the bridge. How long is it going to take to clear out the debris, which is going to keep that channel closed to shipping?
Let's break this into the three segments. So we're going to end with bridge collapse, even though it's incredibly tragic and we need to acknowledge it. But we're going to start, Dad. We're going to start with used cars. We got the latest data just this morning from Black Book. And for another week in a row, we have seen used car prices at the wholesale auctions appreciate. This is the second week in a row that used car prices have appreciated. Do not buy a car right now. All caps, scream it to your best friend, your friend of friends, because used car prices are depreciating assets. They are in, we are in the thick, absolutely in the thick of the spring selling season. Used car prices have been going up for weeks and will continue to go up for weeks. And then we anticipate used car prices to come back down to earth again. If you can be patient on the used car side, wholesale prices typically lead retail prices by what, 4, 6, 8 weeks? Stay patient is the message on the used car side, right?
And you know, we have said that, I don't know, for the past 4 to 5 weeks that we believe that we're going to see somewhat normal seasonality. And so as tax season winds to a close and the spring selling season has just started to take off, typically what you see happen is by the end of May, the beginning of June, you start to see pre-owned car prices go down again, at least on the wholesale side of things. And usually that's followed on the retail side. So I would suspect that the latter part of May, 2 months from now, the latter part of May, the beginning of June, would be a better time to buy a pre-owned car than now. And pre-owned prices, typically, both on the wholesale and the retail side, go down during the summer months leading into the fall. So, yes, if you can be patient on a pre-owned car, now would be a good time. And truth of the matter is, the 8 to 16-year-old pre-owned cars are the ones that have been appreciating the most over the past couple of weeks. So the most affordable of the pre-owned cars are the ones that have been going up in value the fastest. So yeah, I think it's best to wait on pre-owned.
Yeah, Eric's got it right. So wait till June. Now let's talk about the other end of the spectrum, which would be, whoops, I'm going to come back to that in a second, from Fish here. I keep checking my car value on CarMax and it keeps climbing. Should I keep waiting to sell? No. No, it's a seller's market for used cars right now. Maybe you just track it week over week and see, you know, when it starts to go down just a little bit. But no, now's a seller's market for used cars. Or for those of you that are thinking about doing a trade-in, this is where you have leverage in your negotiations. Used car values, trade-in values are higher than they've been traditionally. And that's because of the spring selling season. So that's the counterbalance here. It's like, you know, there's always three parts to a car deal for most people. Unless you're paying cash, it would be the finance. So what interest rate can you get approved for? What's the OTD or selling price of the car that you're buying? And what's the value of the car that you're trading in? When you think about it as a three-legged stool, selling your car right now, if you can do it independent of those other two pieces, great, because it's a terrible interest rate market. And we just told you, wait until Memorial Day to buy the used car. But when you factor in all three legs of that stool, you know, obviously they're not all in balance, but you can get better value to sell your car right now. So that's the yin and the yang of the situation.
And I, you know, honestly, another week or two, you might see some continued appreciation on some of the used cars. We've had 2 weeks in a row of very minor appreciation, but it is appreciation, minor or not. How long that will continue, I don't know. Dealers are probably trying to replenish their used car inventories from tax season and the start of spring selling season. So, probably you have a couple more weeks where maybe you could get max dollars. The hard thing about trying to figure that out is typically what happens, you figure it out a week too late. Oh my God, last week was when I should have sold the damn thing. I don't know. I would rather sell it as it is approaching the top of the market as opposed to after it is past the top of the market and it's back on its way down. There is no perfect sense of timing when it comes to this.
Now let's talk about new cars for a moment, Dad. We are at the end of the month and the end of the quarter. The end of this month is on Sunday. So let's actually get very tactical and practical here. I know the title of today's show is Do Not Buy a Car Right Now, but put a little asterisk next to it. And if it's a new car, do it on Saturday. Okay, that's really the moral of the story here. And you can start outreach as early as today, but wait if you can. I mean, we're anticipating it over here at Car Edge for our business. We anticipate being unbelievably busy on Friday and Saturday because it's when you really can get the best deals. So stay patient. You can start outreach sooner, but I think that's the moral of the story today is start making outreach tomorrow, the next day, and know that you're going to close on that car deal on Saturday. A lot of dealerships are closed on Sunday, so it's going to be hard to close on that, you know, truly the last day of the month.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some parts of the country where car dealerships are open on Sunday. So if you're in an area where that's the case, that would be the best day. If you're in an area where they're not, then Saturday is your day. End of month, end of quarter means a lot. Many dealers have sales objectives from their manufacturers that they're trying to hit. Salespeople are trying to hit sales objectives that they have, sales goals that that their dealership has given them. They're fighting for monthly and quarterly bonuses. So the motivation level tends to be higher at the end of every month, and it is even slightly higher when the end of the month happens to also be the end of the quarter. So there will be some deals to be had if you're patient and just wait 3 or 4 more days.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about, and we're going to come to the chat after this because there's been an incredible number of awesome comments and questions asked in the chat. Now let's come to that big story. The fact that one of the major incoming ports for automobiles brought into the United States had this tragic bridge collapse. If you haven't watched the video, I don't know if you should. It is scary beyond belief. It is so scary. But there are thousands of vehicles that are brought into that port from all of the major automakers that we listed out at the beginning of the show. We'll come back to the list from Car Dealership Guy. We'll pull it up on the screen. Nissan, Toyota, General Motors, Volvo, Jaguar, Land Rover, Volkswagen, BMW, and Mini, we know as well, and CDJR, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. I know Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram firsthand because I live in Washington, D.C. We did the drive to Philadelphia, do the drive to Philadelphia frequently. You drive past rows of Ram 1500 trucks, tons of them. And same with the Jeep Renegades and Jeep Grand Cherokee. So we know those are there as well. It's unclear how long this port's going to be closed, Dad. That could drive aspects of shortages, maybe, or maybe they're going to send them to different ports and they have to get transport. Like, what's going to happen here?
Well, you know, if they have to send them to different ports, and my suspicion is, depending on how long it's going to take to clear that channel for boat traffic, you know, what ports can they substitute? Where can they go? They don't have the facilities set up at these other ports for the de-shipping of them, taking them off the ships, doing their version of a pre-delivery inspection prior to it going to a dealership, taking care of any damage that occurred on the ship, port installed accessories. If they have to ship them elsewhere, that's going to take longer.
Yeah.
B, that'll create problems for getting them from the new port to the dealers. Because let's face it, the Port of Baltimore is a transit hub for transport companies. Well, that's where those people work. They don't work suddenly in Jacksonville. The logistics of all this are going to be frightening as to how they handle it, how these manufacturers handle it. It can, and it wouldn't surprise me if it leads to delays in shipments to dealers just as their inventories were starting to build back up. There will be many, many sold units that were on a boat in transit to this port. And, you know, the customer was thinking and the dealer was thinking, okay, we're 10 days away from the car arriving and you being able to pick it up. And now you might be 30 days away. It's just the impact of this is unbelievable. And if I may say, what was scarier to me was how quickly that whole thing fell down. That whole bridge fell down. It was like, oh my, what? I mean, what was it put together with? Paper clips? You would think that it would be stronger than that. And, you know, when you see these big structures, as you're driving over them, you think, you know, they knew what they were doing when they built it. And I'm sure they did. And it served its purpose for a long, long time. But how quickly it came down was, to me, the most frightening thing about it.
Totally. I will caveat, neither of us are engineers. So, you know, hopefully people way smarter than us can figure out how to make these things safer for the future. But the scary, scary, scary aspect beyond the potential loss of human life and obviously the huge infrastructure challenges, there's going to be tangible implications for all of us, not just auto. There's going to be tangible implications for all of us. Oh, yeah. A couple interesting chats coming through here. Dad, Jacksonville is a big hub for vehicle imports. So that's important to know. I'll share one anecdote and then we're going to jump to the chat here. There's so many awesome comments that have come in. I remember earlier this year, Dad, I heard from one of our Mazda dealer partners that shipments were being delayed because the Panama Canal had dried up and ships couldn't go through. So they had to do alternative shipping routes from the boats for Mazda to get them to the States. They were actually being taken all the way to the Port of Los Angeles and then put on flatbeds or trucks and driven to the East Coast. So like, I've heard some crazy stuff and I imagine we'll see some creative thinking here to try and keep, you know, commerce transacting, but there's huge impacts for the auto industry. That's for damn sure.
Oh yeah, no, it is. And it is this ruined a lot of folks' day.
That's putting it lightly. I mean, this is one of the most traumatic things that has ever happened in the state of Maryland. I mean, this is terrible.
Well, you know, it is. Yeah. It is just a huge hub for incoming goods, and you know, nobody went to bed on the 25th thinking, well, when I wake up on the 26th, the whole thing is coming to an end. Yeah. So this will have significant impacts throughout certainly the eastern seaboard, and who knows how far west it can impact things.
Let's come here to the chat, Dad, from Matthew Hoskin. Good to see you, Matthew. Missed yesterday's live, guessing that the $145,000 in payments on the Kia EV9. We covered that yesterday. That was absurd.
Yeah.
Moron, which is who my dad affectionately named the customer, got a bad price on his trade. Turnip trucks have gone out of style. I see a sequel. Yeah, definitely. That was something we talked about yesterday. There was a Kia EV9. I'll pull it up here in a second so we can look at it again. But a Kia EV9 where the total amount of payments plus the interest, you know, principal plus interest payments on a Kia EV9 at a nearly 11% APR was 145 grand.
No, I thought it was 152,000.
152 grand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You had to have had negative equity going into that car deal to make that happen. Well, had to.
The good news is if you didn't have negative equity going into that car deal, you walked out with a poop ton of negative equity when you drove off the lot.
We'll do a quick little dance.
I really don't feel like doing my tie bow today. That's the best I could muster on a bad Tuesday.
What's going on? You're not feeling well?
No, I just, you know, I just, you know, the bridge collapse thing really, you know, I can find humor in anything, and I have, and I do. But, you know, maybe today is not the day for me bouncing up and down in my chair. I think that just a thank you will suffice today.
Good call. From Lolita. Thank you, Lolita. I'm interested in purchasing a used 2018 BMW 530i with 47,000 miles on it. Should I get an extended warranty? How much should I spend on the extended warranty? Let's talk a little bit about buying used BMWs and maybe some buying tips there while I queue up an answer to the extended warranty question. Do you mind, Dad?
I don't mind. Just BMWs notoriously are expensive to maintain once they are out of warranty. And the warranty is what, 4 years, 50,000 miles, if I remember correctly. And it came with 4 years, 50,000 miles worth of maintenance from BMW. So my guess, and this is strictly a guess, if Zach plugs it in to our system, the warranty is, if, you know, say a, what, 8 year, 100,000 mile, whatever it is probably going to be around $9,000.
That, so let's look
the
at
reason
it,
yeah. The reason it would be that high is because the warranty company knows that there's going to be a lot of expensive stuff that breaks on this car that would be covered by that warranty, and that's why they would need so much money up front.
So the vehicle's got 47,000 miles. So yeah. I'm on carriage.com/warranty. We do sell a product back on carriage.com. We have a flat markup. You can use it at a dealership. But let's look, Dad. So let's just choose any state. So this is on a 2018 BMW 4 Series. So the longest term option is 60 months and up to 125,000 miles with a $100 deductible, and it's $7,260. Our markup on this is $600. So the cost to CarEdge to buy this from the underwriter is $6,660.
$6,660.
We mark it up $600. That's how we make money. And then obviously, in case you can't see it on the screen, we have a $200 off promotion right now. That ends at the end of the month. So Lolita, I think there's two big takeaways from this. One is don't pay more than what our quote is. That's one. Two.
And Lolita, if you do this by the end of the month, our quote suddenly becomes $7,060.
Yeah, definitely. But, and two is know what you're getting into, because let's do it, Dad. This is always a fun experiment to do. So this BMW is $7,000 for 60 months and 125,000 miles.
Yeah.
Let's do a 2018. Let's do everything the same.
Do a 2018 Acura TL.
Acura
TLX.
Oh, we don't have the TLX. There you go.
Yeah.
And then we've got there, and we've got Alabama. For those of you that listen to the podcast, the price is $2,881 for the exact same coverage. And yeah, we have the $200 off. So our cost is $2,281, and you can get it for, you know, take $200 off of this, $2,661. So how much of a price difference is that?
It was about
$4,500.
Yeah, $4,500. So that gives you some idea when you start comparing what it's going to take to maintain a pre-owned vehicle. You could have done the same thing for a comparable Lexus to that 5 Series.
And so let's answer the question, because FlyChomper flies, right? The question was, should she get coverage? Should she?
Well, my guess is that if you do not get coverage, I would be putting away several hundred dollars every month into a separate maintenance account for your BMW for when it breaks, not if it breaks and needs to be repaired or maintained, for when it needs to be repaired or maintained. So should you? I don't know. Do you want to invest $7,000 up front, or do you want to invest the equivalent of $7,000 over several months, a couple years worth? It's up to you, but know fully that the cost to maintain and repair that BMW is going to be significantly higher than a comparably equipped Asian brand vehicle.
Yeah. And I would say the warranty coverage of the vehicle service contract pays out maximum the value of the vehicle, and you invested $7,000, versus if you buy it and you don't have coverage, you could be paying that thing. Anyway, well,
and you never know when that big expense is going to come. It could come 3 years from now, or it could come 3 months from now. But either way, it's coming.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's
on a BMW. Yeah,
yeah, that's the sad reality. It's on its way.
I will comment here from Taurus. Thank you, Taurus. Good to see you here. Taurus says, thanks again for the help of my wife's Hornet warranty. We did help. I had a great conversation with Taurus. And yes, there are people out there buying the Dodge Hornet. And yes, Dad, Taurus learned about it from CarEdge on the videos that we make about the Hornet.
I am telling you, Stellantis owes us a poop ton of money, because we have done more to make people aware of that vehicle than Stellantis ever has. Okay. I mean, I see the comments all the time. What? I didn't even know there was a Dodge Hornet. Okay. When did that come out? What's a Dodge Hornet? Nobody has talked more about Dodge Hornets than we have. Dodge dealers have not. Their mothership, Stellantis, has not. Send them a bill. Just send them a bill and just put on there like, I don't know, $50,000 for services rendered, because nobody helped you sell more Hornets than we have.
Taurus is now looking for a new Ford Maverick. They're all at MSRP because they're selling fast. Should I wait? I think Mavericks are going to be selling at or a little bit below MSRP for the foreseeable future. Yeah, we actually ran a story. We were covering it last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Maverick production last month was actually down inexplicably. That's their hottest seller, and production was down. So I'd say if you can get one at or below MSRP, double check on the CarEdge community forum, double check on the car search, double check with our team. But I would say Maverick's at or slightly below MSRP is the norm from Yeri TV. Yeah.
Yes, Yeri TV.
Thank you. Guys, I'm looking to get a 2024 Honda Civic Hatchback Sport Touring in a manual transmission, Boost Blue. Do you think I can get under MSRP, out the door, all in? I'm located in the Napa Bay Area. So let's ask the question, does out the door under MSRP all in mean the MSRP is $32,000 and you're trying to get out the door with taxes and fees and everything at $32,000?
That's what it means. Yes.
California's like 10% sales tax, isn't it? I don't think 8
point something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you're getting out the door because that would require a dealer discount of 10% off of MSRP, which I don't think you're getting on this vehicle.
Especially in a manual transmission, because my guess is they don't have a lot of manual transmissions. They don't get a lot of manual transmission vehicles allocated to them. And typically, even if it doesn't sell right away, they want to hold on to it because they know that there are certain buyers out there that absolutely, positively want a manual, and they will pay to get it, especially when it's the last damn one out there. So I would think you're going to have a tough time doing that, but that's just
me. I'm with you. If you can get under MSRP to begin with as your selling price with no add-ons, and in California, the $85 dock fee, that sounds pretty good. But then you're going to have your, you know, almost 8 to 10% in sales tax. I think that's going to take you above MSRP for your out the door. We've got here Dad from Gubkatas of Borg. I'm actually waiting to buy a 2022 Charger in June. So this is exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
new one or a used one?
Yeah, I was going to say, my guess is if you're waiting on that new one, you'll probably be able to get a hell of a deal by June on the new one for some of those dealers that still have them.
Let's actually take a quick peek. I'm going to go on carriage.com, go to the car search. Let's see how many new 2022 Dodge. What was it, a Challenger or a Charger?
The Charger, I thought he said.
It's up on the screen, isn't it?
Waiting to buy a Charger, yeah.
Charger, okay. Then I'm going to come to year. I'm going to do 2022. So there are 2,273 Dodge 2022 Dodge Chargers on the market. Moment of truth, drum roll, please. There are still 114 new ones.
There you have it.
Wait till June, folks. We've got from Matthew here, used BMW stick with a B58 engine and ZF8 auto used in Supra.
Okay, well, but she wasn't buying a Supra.
She got me there, Matthew.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just making
Chloe Apo here. Condolences to those affected in Maryland. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for being here, Chloe Apo.
Yes.
We appreciate that. All right, Dad, you want to go to our favorite segment of the show?
Really? You got to be kidding me.
Zach, please don't use my name or email. I'd been in Jeep management for 47 years, retired in June. Passed Dana Test Track, where there are literally thousands of Ram trucks in, quote, holding. If you want a picture of the lot tomorrow, let me know. Dad, we have an oversupply of Ram pickup trucks nationwide. One of our dealer partners back at CarEdge.com literally slashed their prices. They were doing a sell down like crazy, lower than what we had pre-negotiated with them. They got to get rid of 2023s. And there's likely new, you know, thousands of new cars that this community member shared with us as an insider saying, they're just sitting there. And at the same time, we have people like Tim coming here saying, hey, I drove past St. Augustine Ford loads and loads of F-150s. It's bad right now, man. It's not good.
The pickup market, the pickup truck market is a very, very tough market. You know, there's the lower end entry point full-size pickup trucks that people need for work that are just hard to come by and overly expensive. And then for whatever reason, we go from those to, like, as somebody once described, the near luxury and luxury pickup trucks as having your home sofa on wheels. It is, you know, somewhere along the line, pickup trucks went from being a utility vehicle that served a real purpose in being able to carry stuff that was needed for a job or something along those lines. It went from that to just being, well, a mode of transportation along the lines of a luxury car that, instead of having a trunk, had a 6 or an 8 foot bed that had a bed liner in it because, well, nobody wanted to scratch that bed any longer. So, you know, we've long passed the utility nature of a pickup truck and just jumped the shark and went straight to the luxury side of things. And, you know, the luxury side of things is $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 for a pickup truck that people can't afford or don't want to afford. You know, the average transaction price for Ford F-150s is around $65,000. The 66. Average 66.
The average, for the Ford F-Series, the whole F-Series.
Yeah, Ford F-Series. The average transaction price for the Dodge pickup trucks is in the same neighborhood. So you can't expect, at least in my mind, and so far I don't believe I'm wrong. But you can't expect at those type of average transaction prices for those vehicles to be flying off the shelf, so to speak. Is there some demand? Absolutely. There's always some demand. Is it the type of demand that we used to have for pickup trucks? I mean, I know that the Ford F-Series is the number one selling pickup truck in America. It might be the number one selling vehicle other than a Tesla in America. Okay. But is it selling at the same rate of sales that it had when the price was much lower? And my suspicion is it's not. It's time for a sanity check.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Let's wrap the show with this. Just joined, wait until when? What we recapped, go back and watch the beginning of the show. Used cars, wait until after Memorial Day. Used car prices are sky high right now. If you have a vehicle to sell, go to caredge.com/sell or do whatever the hell you want to do. Just sell. If you got a car to sell, now's the time before April 15th. Let's use that as a guideline because my dad said wait a couple weeks. That's on the used car side. New car market, try and buy that new car. If you want to buy a new car, before Sunday. Sunday is the end of the month and the end of the quarter. In many states, car dealers are closed on Sundays based on either state or county law. A good time to reach out if you're trying to buy a car by the end of the month would be Thursday. So you're working the deal Thursday, Friday, and you're taking delivery on Saturday. These things, you can't just snap your fingers. That being said, if you buy through caredge.com, you can get it done in as short as an hour with our team. But seriously, wait another day or two and then take action on the new car side. And the big kind of new black swan event was the fact that there was a port in the United States of America in Baltimore that is now inoperable that many automakers import their new cars into. And we don't know what the impact of that's going to be, although our supposition is that there will be creative ways and likely delays, not huge shortages by any stretch, but delays for new cars as a result of that. So there you go, Jonathan. That's what we talked about earlier. You don't have to watch the whole show, although we obviously appreciate when people do. Dad, yeah. I'll let you. Yep, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and Jonathan, if you do watch the whole show, be sure to watch all the commercials as well, all the ads, because we need to make a few bucks here.
Including this ad, Jonathan, caredge.com. Our end of month promotion ends, just like the dealers, in about 5 days and 11 hours. Unlike the dealers, we're here in your corner. Everything we do is through the lens of trying to be a buyer's agent for you with our concierge service. Our pre-negotiated deals are a great option for those of you that don't want to go out to battle or pay us to go do it. Obviously, we have the CarEdge car search with all the data, our coach system, where you can get paired up with a car buying expert, as well as the vehicle protection, which is $200 off. This is our business. I'm so proud of what we've built, proud to get through another quarter, and grateful to be able to do it with you, Dad. Check it out if it can be useful for you, and don't worry if it can't. And we'll end here with Chloe Apo's sweet jacket, Ray. Where can I get one? Hashtag Team Shefska. Our last name is Shefska. Where do you get one, Dad?
Well, you have to go to my dear friend, Robert Williams, who owns a company called Golfhead, and he'll make up anything, including Team Shefska gear. This was to commemorate our trip to San Francisco that we took, I want to say 6 years ago in November. It'll be 7 years this coming November. And it reminds me that somebody has promised to work on an updated team logo for our Puerto Rico trip, and I have not gotten anything. And by the way, it's 33 days till we go on the trip. So here's a guy looking to spend money, okay, so that everybody can have some custom made memorabilia for a family trip.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you get it? Then make it happen.
I'll work on the trade ride home on Thursday. If you're interested in CarEdge merch, caredge.com under about, under resources. Yeah. Down here at the bottom, shop. Or just caredge.com/shop. It'll take you right there. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Let's have the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland in our thoughts. Dad, I love you very much. I look forward to doing this again tomorrow. And enjoy the day.
You do the same. I love you as well, handsome. Thank you for allowing us to have just a little bit of fun today.
Absolutely. See you guys. Thank you so much.